You've been critical of President Donald Trump for quite some time now. What is the conservative Republican case you're trying to make against the president in these last final weeks before the election?
Well, that he's not a conservative, that he never has been, and there's nothing about his 4 years in the White House that would suggest otherwise. And you start from the little things and work your way up to look at the debt and the deficit, look at the growth of government under this president. Look at the destruction of our relationships with our allies around the world. Look at the way that he treats and talks about our sons and daughters who serve in the military, calling them suckers and losers and idiots, how he treats the generals and thinks that he's smarter and more qualified than they are to make decisions about which he knows nothing. And of course, he's not at all pro-life. There's nothing conservative. There is no conservative life position from a president who thinks it's okay to put immigrant children in cages. There's no argument to be made that Donald Trump is in any way a conservative. If that's why people are voting for him or supporting him, I urge them to look at his record and reconsider.
Some conservatives have said that while they are not voting for Donald Trump, they will likely write in someone else or have otherwise declined to say that they'll vote for Democratic rival Joe Biden. But you're going to vote for Joe Biden. Why?
I'm absolutely going to vote for Joe Biden. And while I respect the position of other conservatives out there who to your point, are saying they can't quite bring themselves that far, I just think it's so important to take that final step and make sure that there is no doubt and that there is no question, in the results of this election. I think that as a conservative, as a Republican, as a conservative, most importantly, as an American, there's no question that Joe Biden is the better candidate in this race. And we are standing in a moment in our nation's history where you don't get to just sort of opt out, where, it's not enough to say, okay, I'm not gonna make it worse. It's incumbent upon us to make it better. And that means making sure that Joe Biden's in the White House. I'm not trying, Peter, to make the case that Joe Biden is going to make a great conservative president and that he's going to advocate for the conservative approach to all the issues that are important to so many of us. But I'm saying he's a decent human being who will always put the health and well-being of the American people above himself. Donald Trump not only doesn't do that, it's not just that he's not capable of it, he consciously chooses not to do so every single day. The future of our country depends on sending the decent, empathetic, compassionate, experienced leader to the White House, and that's not Donald Trump.
Trump still enjoys high approval ratings from Republicans and gets very little pushback from elected Republicans in Washington. How realistic do you think is your goal of getting more Republicans, more conservatives to turn against him?
Well, I think it's very realistic. And I think that you cannot measure the strength of the individual Americans across this country by the weakness and ineptitude of the Republicans in Washington, D.C. The fact that Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and their cohorts in Congress have decided to essentially trade their souls in exchange for whatever they think they got from Donald Trump, I don't think that's going to be reflected by the action of regular American conservatives, Republicans, independents, who care really deeply about our country and the future of our children. I'm not going to make a prediction on numbers with you today, Peter, but I anticipate that everyone is going to be surprised at how many Republicans vote for Joe Biden when this is all over. And I'm not talking about a tidal wave of Republicans, but it's going to be enough to push them across the line.
What would you say to those conservatives out there who say, look, President Trump delivered on cutting taxes. He delivered not one, not two, but possibly a third Supreme Court justice. Those people may say, Trump has, his behavior may be less than ideal, but he has exhibited some conservative principles. What do you say to those folks?
Well, first of all, his behavior hasn't been less than ideal. It's been corrupt. It's been dangerous. It has been divisive. And it has cost over 220,000 lives. That's what his behavior has been. Just for anyone to try to make the argument that it's less than ideal. It's just tweets. I don't listen to his Twitter. Oh, it's locker room talk. No, it is dangerous. Donald Trump is directly responsible for the loss of hundreds of thousands of American lives. So there's no argument whether you are, I don't care whether you identify as a conservative, a Republican, whatever it is, there is no political loyalty that excuses what Donald Trump has done to this country.
Well, Jennifer Horn, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.